Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. The book of Joshua, chapter 11, we'll read verses 6 through 11. The Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, Be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up, all slain before Israel. Thou shalt hold their horses and burn their chariots with fire. So Joshua came, and all the people of war with him, against them by the waters of Merom, suddenly, and they fell upon them. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of Israel, who smote them, and chased them unto the great Zidon, and unto Misrephothim, and in the valley of Mizpah. Eastward they smote them, until they left them none remaining. Joshua did unto them as the Lord bade him. He hoed their horses, and burnt their chariots with fire. And Joshua at that time turned back, and took Hazor, and smote the king thereof with the sword. For Hazor before time was the head of all those kingdoms. And they smote all the souls that were therein with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was not any left to breathe, and he burnt Hazor with fire." Joshua has taken the leadership of Israel after the death of Moses, and God chose Joshua to replace Moses. And Joshua is leading these Hebrews into the promised land of Canaan, and the land that flows with milk and honey. God did not promise the Hebrews a peaceful, tranquil, easy takeover. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because they were afraid of the giants in the land. Those giants and their descendants are still there. Because they delayed 40 years, there's even more people to battle. God did not promise to take the battle away, but he did promise to help the Hebrew people win these battles. Again, God wasn't going to keep them from it. He was going to get them going and help them. The Hebrews were still afraid. No one is unafraid in battle. But we're not supposed to be controlled by our fear. Joshua and the Hebrews were at a point where they were nearly surrounded by the inhabitants of the land. There were countless people and a lot of horses and chariots to go up against. All of these enemies joined forces to go against the Hebrews. I can see why they may have been a little bit afraid. God tells Joshua that tomorrow the battle will happen, but that the Hebrews will win. God tells them that the enemy will be killed, but that the Jews are to hoe the horses and burn the chariots of the enemy with fire. In other words, they were to come behind the main tendon, behind the knees of the horses, and cut that tendon to make those horses lame. And they were to burn every chariot so that the enemy could not get away. God tells Joshua not to be afraid. Tells him that fear will stop them from obeying, so obey and don't listen to fear. God gave total victory. God did not criticize nor condemn them for being afraid. God simply said not to let their fear stop them from obeying. Victory was needed. Fear paralyzes obedience if we listen to fear. God does not want us controlled by fear. We cannot stop fear from coming to us, but we do not have to let fear control us. Let's look at what God says here. Number one, God commanded us not to be afraid of other people. I want you to notice God said, "Be not afraid because of them." Fear means we're trusting our own power, not God's. Psalm 118, verse 6, Hebrews 13, 6 says, I will not fear what man can do unto me. You know, we're not to fear other people. They're but men. They're not God. Faith equals total trust. God wants us to trust him for salvation, for victory over sin, and for our battles. God not only has the right message, but he wants us to trust him with the right methods also. God does not give fear. Satan does. God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. So if we have fear, we have to recognize that that fear does not come from God. It comes from the devil and sin. Number two, God wanted the enemy's horses and chariots destroyed. God commanded Joshua and the Hebrew people to literally hoe the enemy's horses, every last one of them. God told them to burn their chariots with fire. God didn't want us people trusting in things. Imagine the intense pain of those horses lying there, hearing them groaning, unable to get up after they had those tendons cut in their leg. The smell of the burning of the chariots. You know, we are not to use the world or enemy's tools for God's work. I'm against using the devil's music with Christian words. We're not supposed to bring the modern culture into churches. We're not supposed to have modern styles of church. God wants it done his way. Number three, God made them wait all night before the victory came. Bible says in Psalm 30, verse 5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It's easier to trust in the light when you can see, but God wants us to trust in the night when only he can see. You don't need to see if you can see the one who sees. You see, God wants us to trust him for everything, not just what we can see. And number four, God wanted no prisoners. In Joshua chapter 11, verse number 11, and they smote all the souls that were therein with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them. There was not left any left to breathe. You see, he wanted all of the enemy destroyed. He knew that if only one were left, that would be problems for the Hebrew people. God was protecting future generations from destruction and problems. Let me show you what I mean. In 2 Samuel chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, I'm not going to read it, but word comes to King David that Saul and Jonathan were killed in battle. David is now rightly able to take the throne. The man who finished off King Saul runs to tell David. David finds out that this person who took his sword and finished off King Saul was an Amalekite. In 1 Samuel 15, Saul was supposed to kill all of the Amalekites. But if you remember, he kept the best. He kept the chosen. And over 20 years later, honestly near 30, because Saul's disobedience leaving some Amalekites, it is an Amalekite that kills King Saul. God never promised we would have no fear. God never promised we would have no battles. But he did say that we don't have to live with fear controlling us. We just must obey and do things the way he said. Let's not live with fear controlling us. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.